good.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charger Chatter. I'm Jonathan Nelson here with my guest, Hunter. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, my name is Hunter Herr, and I am a member of Team 9808 here at Charger Robotics, and I help with the engineering and also with the drive team.
Yeah, all right. So today's another great day, so let's hop right in. This season's rather simple on the surface. You basically just collect balls and shoot them into what basically equates as a basketball hoop. On the surface, it looks really simple, but do you imagine there being any complicated aspects to the game?
Yes. So some of the most complicated aspects of the game has to do with the dimensions within our wherein our robot has to fit. So we are unable to actually like expand in any way throughout the game. So we had to stay within a 18 by 18 by 18 cube throughout the entire game. So that greatly limits our robot in terms of how we design it, because it has to be a very compact bot, because the balls that we are carrying, which our robot will have to carry three in order to score maximum points throughout the game, and each of those balls has a diameter of 5 inches. So if you add that up, if you were to have, you know, like three of those balls all in a line within your robot, that's 15 inches, which that doesn't leave a whole lot of room for like the intake mechanism or even like the shooting mechanism for scoring those balls. Yep. So there are definitely some like limitations definitely within this game this year. So also another limitation is also, you know, the shooting of the balls, because, you know, you can't really like, you can't extend to put the balls in like those tubs, I guess. So you really had to be diligent and also had to think about your design a whole lot more this season. And in many ways, it's simpler than previous seasons where you, you know, because this season you're just focusing on like one system overall, unlike last seasons where you had, you know, multiple ways to score elements. So you had like three different subsystems all within the same bot. So it's simpler in that aspect, but in many ways it's more complicated because you had to find a way to make a compact bot that can fit your intake, your magazine for the balls, and then the shooting mechanism.
Yeah, and also something I actually, as a driver, I'm getting kind of annoyed at is, you know, the triangle that's between the two scoring areas?
Yes, I do.
You have to be able to get four robots. All four have to shoot from that triangle,
Not necessarily. So besides the main like triangle that you have, the large triangle scoring zone, you actually have this significantly smaller triangle scoring zone that's farther away from the main goals, I guess. And so you could shoot from there, but that's farther away, which means you have to be able to shoot farther. And so there's just some things about that that make it harder to shoot from there. But that is a possibility that we are looking at for the
Do we get more points season. From scoring from that smaller triangle?
Unfortunately not.
All right, that actually, but I suppose since it's harder to shoot from there, it's more like a capital scoring area, I suppose. Like, you don't have as much competition from shooting from that triangle.
You probably won't have as much competition because it's farther away, and therefore a greater risk of missing, and also just a challenge in itself to be accurate from that distance. But also, like, one good thing that we like about that spot that we are looking at is it's close to whoever the human player will be.
Yes.
And so you can quickly reload with balls from that and then shoot from that spot and quickly reload.
Yeah.
So that's one advantage to that spot compared to the main triangle area.
Yeah. So I was thinking another like con, I suppose, with the pro of being closer of the bigger triangle is it has a bigger area. So you'll have to be shooting from different directions and lengths, which will make it a lot less. Like, if you want to go accuracy-wise, it gives you a lot less flexibility if you're, like, a less coding team, I suppose.
I guess so. Like, if your robot is designed to only, like, shoot from a specific distance, then, it's going to be a bit of a disadvantage because you're going to have to fight for that distance against other robots that might prevent you from getting to that area. And that's one reason why, for our robot, we are currently looking at ways we can extend and, like, change our distance value, change those variables so that we can change our distance throughout the game so that depending on where we are in the field, our robot can adjust the launcher.
Yeah.
Whether that be like with the speed of the actual launching mechanism itself or just the angle it's at, that we can then position ourselves pretty much anywhere in those scoring zones to be able to score those balls.
Yeah. Do you think there'll be much variation between robots with intake and shooting?
For shooting mechanism, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of difference, at least for the highly competitive teams. It seems that a lot of the competitive teams this year are going for a flywheel mechanism, whether that looks like a single flywheel or double flywheels. And that really just comes down to that robot's design. For intake mechanism, right now, the main one I've been seeing has been just a normal, like, feeder arm intake.
Okay.
So a revolving intake. And that's been the primary ones I've seen. But I'm sure there will be some pretty awesome innovations that will occur throughout the season. And, yeah, who knows? We might even change our own design, you know, as the season progresses.
Yeah.
To meet challenges that we find throughout the season.
So this match actually, it's a lot similar to like previous game that we had a couple years ago where, I don't know, we weren't actually on the team then, but
yes.
There was a time where we had to collect actually orange circles like on the field that you had to shoot into like discs. Boxes.
Yeah. So yeah, there are definitely some similarities, but then again, you know, we're not shooting discs through like slits in a wall. We're just shooting balls almost like basketball.
Yeah.
And that itself poses different challenges because, you know, the balls are, they are smaller in diameter than those discs.
Yeah.
You know, but the balls, you know, they have more dimension in terms of like their 3D profile.
And I suppose they would be harder to shoot as well, the balls.
Yeah, they're harder to shoot also. There's more variability with them, especially since they're essentially like giant wiffle balls.
Do you know who I know like throughout like the years there have been like a couple teams in our section that have been very good.
Yes.
Do you know any teams that would particularly be like advanced in this game?
In this game, I currently cannot think of any teams that would be like necessarily more advanced than us. I think there's teams that are definitely like on par with us.
Yeah.
And that are definitely competitive to go face. And that would be, I think, the Colts and also the Mustangs. I think those two teams definitely are highly competitive, especially for this game season, since we are looking at, you know, trying to move past state this time and try to get to Worlds. But also, like, you know, there's also been some teams in the past few years that have kind of, like, you know, kind of stepped up, you know, that have definitely become much better. So those are, like, Belt and Cyber Pirates. So we've definitely seen them become a decent, pretty good team, actually. And they have three teams this year, which is pretty crazy because we had two teams last year, but we've dropped back down to one team.
Yeah.
I mean, some other teams I would say be on the lookout for would be, like, Tesla's Knights and just...
There were the Koi's a couple years ago.
Yeah, the Kinetic Koi's. Yeah, they're also a pretty good team. So, I mean, there's several teams that are definitely that we definitely had to be watching for during this season, and I would say the Colts, because the Colts just have that legacy of kind of being the top dogs and the
always finding a way to make it to state.
And then they've made it to Worlds twice, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
They've made it to Worlds twice, so they're definitely one of those. They're definitely like one of those exceptional teams here in the Kansas City area that really just has a great foundation to build off of for this season, especially.
Yeah, also this year we've had a couple changes, such as the Inspire Award, which used to have two moving on awards, I suppose. I heard tell that they removed one of them.
Oh, I do not currently. I haven't necessarily looked at that side of moving on to different. Moving on through the competition. Primarily, I've been focusing more on, like, the ranking points and earning those in-game, because that is a major change this year compared to previous years, is that there are quite a few ways to earn more ranking points during the game itself.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of ranking points, yeah. I thought looking at the video, it almost seemed like it was going to be low scoring, but it might be higher scoring just because it's a major league cycling game.
Yeah, I get that. So, yeah, there's definitely going to be probably some decent scoring, and that's just because of the cycling, you know, the balls. But, like, there definitely is more emphasis on, like, ranking points this year.
Yeah.
And the game has definitely been structured. The competition this year is definitely structured more closely to FRC compared to previous years.
Yeah.
Which FRC, you know, is the First Robotics Challenge, which is the kind of like the college level. So we're more structured like that this year, especially since our end game is only 20 seconds compared to 30 seconds in previous years. And also, what is interesting is that like auto is not really playing a big role this year as it has in previous years. There's not really a whole lot of like points to gain from auto. And that just might be, there's probably multiple reasons for that, but I'm not going to speculate on that. But auto is not a huge like thing to focus on this year. Auto will still be important as always. We'll still have a good auto, but it's not going to get us the massive amount of points like it did in previous years.
So a game breakdown. So in auto, basically when you shoot, you can only fill up the thing once from what I took. Right, because it would roll over and then just score 1 point, right? I don't know.
Not necessarily. So here's the thing. At auto, you can start off with 3 balls preloaded. And once the game begins, you can then move to your, you know, the autonomous, you know, the programming. The robot moves to that zone to shoot from, shoots. And then if you are skilled enough in programming and how you design your robot, that robot can then come over and pick up three more balls that are on the field.
I wasn't actually talking about pickup. You know the collection line?
Yes.
Yes, I thought you could only fill that once during auto. Can you fill? We might be able to fill multiple times.
I don't remember ever seeing anything where it says you can only fill it up once.
Okay.
And once again, I think that's just more going to be not necessarily. I don't think that's necessarily a rule. I think that's more going to be just a limitation of the team's.
Yes.
You know their programming abilities.
Yeah.
And how much integration they've brought into their bot with the programming, and also, you know, being able to do that, you know, that requires a definitely much more programming compared to just moving, shooting, and then coming back and parking, you know.
And do you think auto is always normally like a secondary driver spot in our team? Do you think there's going to be much difference in the end game this year?
End game? So there's really no special function. There's no special way to score points in end game this year as compared to last year and years before that.
Yeah.
Where you had like something special that could get you some like pretty high scoring points for your team.
Yeah.
This year, there is the only major thing is simply going to be getting 2 bots within 18 by 18 square. And so our team hasn't really focused on that at this moment because we're focusing on our launcher and our intake and just the overall basic robot design right now. So that will be definitely something to consider for as we move through the season. That will be something that we will look at.
Yeah.
But that's really the only like special thing about in-game is that, you know, 2 robots park within the same square, essentially on top of each other. So it's not like last year or the year before where you had like hanging, you know, or any of that specialty stuff. But what is also important about in-game for this year especially is that the motifs, which is the 3-ball pattern that you use to gain bonus points when you fill up the rack, what happens is that those motifs during teleop, they're not counted whatsoever, actually, throughout teleop. They're only counted at the end of the game. So right now our team's like strategy is to simply just go for cycle time during teleop, and then when endgame hits, is to focus on then getting the motif. Because motif only counts at the end.
Yeah.
So, but there's not a whole lot of...
So yeah, I suppose the secondary driver could go for motifs, I suppose.
I guess so. So that's definitely something that we'll still need to be talked about is the role of a secondary driver, you know, what their role is. Because definitely this year there's not really an overly specialized role. I guess parking, you know, like the parking within 18x18, you know, with a partner, that could be specialty. But once again, it's just, you know, this year's game is pretty much just pick up balls, shoot them, and then reload.
Yeah. Also, just knowing from like a primary driver standpoint, point of view, last year, like even though there wasn't really particularly different role for the secondary driver, it's very nice for the primary driver to get to end sooner and like hand it off to another person.
Yeah, and that's always good to have a secondary driver, and it'll be definitely like something that we'll definitely need this season. You know, is always have a backup driver.
Yeah.
So, secondary drivers do have their purpose still, I think. But once again, that's just going to be something that we will have to decide later down the road as the competition gets closer.
Yeah. I was thinking over... Sorry, what was I thinking over? Our design.
Yeah.
Right now, from what I saw, it was a little long.
Yes. Yes. So... right now, we are using a design that has a spinning intake.
Yeah.
Then it has pretty much a ramp magazine.
Yeah.
That we're going to attach belts to pretty much feed three balls up this ramp. Yeah. And then we're going to have this flywheel. And then those balls are going to get, you know, pushed into that flywheel, get launched, score, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But either way, that takes up a massive amount of space, and you know the length of that is pretty big, and so that's definitely one challenge that we are facing this year is that. And there are several other options that will be pursued later in the season as kind of like experimentals and test beds.
Yeah.
But right now that design is the prevalent design amongst the robotics team.
So for aiming wise.
Yes, aiming.
We have a fixed ramp. So we can't necessarily aim by moving it upside.
I shouldn't say we have a fixed ramp. So the ramp is on a hinge.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
So the idea is that probably we'll have a servo mounted to somewhere along that to adjust the angle of the ramp for shooting.
Okay. So do you think we'll need both the ramp and the speed to aim? The ramp angle?
I would say so.
Yeah.
It depends on, like, how far you're out
and,
you know, where you are in the field.
And that's a lot of weight to put on a servo.
Probably is, but that's the current thing that the design team is currently looking at. So I'm currently also looking at alternative designs, you know, to fix some of the problems that we are facing that will be pursued further down the road as, like, you know, test beds and experimentals. Yeah. That may or may not get, you know, further developed into an actual robot for competition.
Yeah. And this is your senior year, right?
Yes, this is my senior year and third year of FTC.
All right.
So last year.
That's really exciting.
Yes, it is.
So
I believe we have several seniors on the team this year. It's going to be their last year, so it's going to be an exciting year. All right.
All right, well, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you.
And that'll be it for the show today.
All right. Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah. See ya.